Welcome. This is the Agentic Executive, intelligence briefings for high-leverage operators. I'm Adrian Cross. Today, a small ritual that prevents a lot of avoidable regret. Most executive mistakes repeat in a handful of predictable ways. If you write the memo describing the failure you hope never happens before you act, you make that failure actionable and monitorable. Quick overview. One core insight, a rigid template, three practical moves to run it, and a 7-day pilot you can start today. Make your next move count.
I like that framing. Straight to the hygiene. So the ritual is a pre-mortem, but even smaller and more operational. Tell us the one-sentence core insight, Adrian.
Core insight. Convert vague worry into a precise trigger by writing a one-paragraph post-mortem now. That forces you to name the single credible scenario that would make you regret the decision, identify the earliest indicator, and pre-authorize a reversible mitigation. Done properly, it preserves optionality and lowers surprise without slowing execution.
The practical upside is clear. Less surprise, clearer ownership. But people will try to make this long and performative. What's your guardrail?
Keep it rigid and tiny. One-line failure headline plus three microfields. No essays. Require one-line evidence for each root cause. That prevents boilerplate memos and forces specificity. I'll give the exact template in a moment. Copy-paste ready.
Move 1. The reverse brief template. This is a 90-second fill-in you can paste into a note or ticket. Format exactly as follows so it's machine and human readable. Failure headline, one sentence. Root causes, one line cause plus one line evidence. 2. Same. 3. Same. Earliest indicator, metric or discrete event to watch. Immediate mitigation, one reversible action. Owner plus rollback rule. Person, if indicator triggers, execute mitigation within X hours and report to stake.
Good. Tight and operational. Quick example for clarity. Say you're approving a new pricing change.
Example, pricing change. Failure headline. New pricing reduces ARPU by 12% and accelerates churn in enterprise accounts. Root causes. 1. Discount structure undercuts perceived value. Evidence. Pilot buyers cited price as COP objection in 4-6 calls. 2. Billing integration delays cause invoice errors. Evidence. 2 integration tickets open. 3. Sales compensation misalignment rewards volume. Evidence. Quota amendments last quarter. Earliest indicator. Weekly ARPU drop greater than 3% or 2 enterprise churns in a week. Immediate mitigation, pause rollout, revert to prior price for new contracts, and open emergency billing fix. Owner plus rollback rule, head of revenue. If indicator triggers, rollback within 24 hours and notify CEO and ops.
That reads like an operational checklist you can attach to a ticket and forget. Except it's not forgettable because it names the trigger and owner. Okay, move 2. How do busy leaders actually run this without it becoming extra work?
Move 2. 3 high-leverage uses, 2 minutes each. First, the solo ritual. Before a commit, spend 60 to 90 seconds and write the reverse brief yourself. Second, assistant or AI draft plus human edit. Prompt, ask your assistant or an LLM to draft the template with supporting evidence pulled from the decision memo or data. Then you edit. This buys throughput. Third, team pre-commit. For multi-stakeholder moves, require the reverse brief in the decision packet and get a verbal readout from the owner during the approval meeting. Each method preserves speed while increasing signal.
Can I suggest a short script for the assistant or AI route? Prompt templates make adoption easier.
Yes, use this. Draft a reverse brief for decision X using the template. Provide a one-line failure headline, 3 root causes with one-line evidence each pulled from the attached notes or data, a measurable earliest indicator, a reversible mitigation, and an owner plus rollback rule. Then review and require one edit from a human owner before publication. That single human edit is the quality control.
Nice. That edit requirement solves the performative checkbox risk. Someone has to own the judgment. Move 3.
how do we turn the memo into immediate operational actions?
Move 3. Operationalize the brief into 3 patterns. A. Pre-authorized rollback sentence. Draft one clear sentence that you or the owner will publish if triggered. Concise language that signals intent, not panic. B. A one-metric monitoring probe with cadence. Keep it high signal, counts or discrete events, not noisy ratios. Attach this probe to the owner's daily brief so the trigger is visible. C. A 72-hour sanity check. If the probe fires, do not full rollback immediately. Run a 72-hour validation where the owner collects human evidence, stabilizes noise, and then executes the rollback if validated. That prevents knee-jerk reversals on false alarms.
That 72-hour gate is a smart, trust-preserving step. It prevents constant flip-flopping while still moving decisively when the signal is real. Now, Pilot, how should a leader run a quick test?
Pilot, 7-day run. Apply the reverse brief to 3 near-term decisions. Something operational, something tactical, something strategic. Attach the monitoring probe to the owner's daily brief. Log any times the probe fires, and track incidents caught versus your baseline for surprises. At the end of 7 days, review memos for quality. Were root cause evidences one line and specific? Did triggers avoid false alarms? Iterate the indicator and the rollback sentence. This short loop learning prevents the ritual from becoming choreographed boilerplate.
2 practical worries we should call out. 1, teams will write low-quality memos. 2, publishing rollback language could spook stakeholders. How do you mitigate both?
Risk 1, performative memos. Mitigation, keep the template small and require one-line evidence per root cause and 1 human edit when AI assisted. Risk 2, premature signaling. Mitigation, use private provenance tokens and attach any external rollback language to controlled channels with a short leadership note explaining intent. Also, start with internal circulation before any public statement. And risk 3, bad indicators. Start with high signal probes and enforce a 72-hour human validation before full rollback. Those are simple operational mitigations that preserve discretion and quality.
All of this is intentionally low friction. A 90-second template, an optional AI draft, and 3 operational patterns you can automate in an ops dashboard. Before we close, fast action for listeners.
Fast action. Right now, pick 1 imminent decision you own. Draft a reverse brief using the exact template I gave. Attach a single monitoring probe to the owner's daily brief and set a 72-hour validation rule for the indicator. If you want a practical nudge, set a calendar reminder to review the pilot results in 7 days. Stay disciplined. 1 sentence of failure, 3 micro evidences, 1 indicator, 1 reversible mitigation, owner plus rollback. Clarity is leverage.
If you run the 7-day pilot, send us a note on what changed in your decision confidence or how many surprises you avoided. We'll share patterns that scale. Precision drives agency.
That's it for today. If this briefing helped you tighten decision hygiene, subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. Make your next move count. Stay agentic.